to echo and be willing the Divrei Torah on the Zchuso or the Fuah Shleima of what we did Moshe Yehuda HaKohen and Sheva Rochel Sof Shochel Yisrael. But Yata Yitzchak Hashem L'Nochach Ishto. Rashi and Rashbam have the same comment, Vayeta Hirva Rehivtze V'Tfila. There is a very fundamental yesod reflected here that in davening, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be marve. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Riboy Tfila, that there should be a persistence, a perseverance in davening. It's totally erroneous to infer that if we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah and the tefillah is not initially accepted, that as it were HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to answer, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu disapproves of the request. It's not the case at all. Yitzhak Avinu wasn't answered. The person has to be marve and machzir with tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos and Ra'a Odom she'espala v'lonana is Yapsov yespala. Kavi al Hashem, Chazek v'yamez libecha, and again, Kavi al Hashem. Sefer is Chaskos v'tfilu Hashem, Machaber is Nadayek, Rashi's Lashon is Hirba v'hiftzia. She has two words, not only hirva, which he suggests means in a quantitative sense, that Yitzhak Avinu davened again and again, again, persevering, relentless in approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah, but also hiftzir. He suggests that the hiftzir perhaps reflects a qualitative enhancement and a qualitative upgrade of that tefillah. Not only did he persist in the tefillah, but he reached down deeper and deeper, that the tefillah qualitatively also was something that he was constantly adding and enhancing. Another very important yisod in tefillah reflected in this pasuk, one that I'd like to dwell on a bit. The Gemara Yevamos comments Lama Nimshava Tfilasim Shal Tzadikim Ke'eser. Eser is a pitchfork. So why is it that Vayetam to daven is formed from that same root, which means a pitchfork? Sef Hazal, ma eser ze mahape hatua mimokum mimokum. When the farmer takes the pitchfork, he's overturning. Kach tfilasam shal tzadikim, mahapechas midosam shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimidas ratzonos, mimidas rachmonos. So too, the koach ha-tfilah of tzaddikim, it's also mahapechas. It also overturns. It overturns, it converts amidas ragzonos, amida rachmano letzlan of anger, l'midas rachmanos, to amida of compassion, of rachmanos. Tfila has a koach to be mahapech, koach to transform. It's interesting that on the calendar, the yomtiv, not in a technical, literal sense, but the yomtiv whose theme is v'nafalchu is Purim is a yomtiv of v'nafalchu, as the psukim in the Megillah themselves indicate. That's the whole thrust of the Yom Tov of Nafalu, all of Haman's planning and strategizing, instead of Rachmana Litzlan bringing disaster and destruction and devastation in Klal Yisrael, became an occasion for Yom Tov. Haman's mansion then became the center from which Mordechai was poel on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the Nafalu. So Purim is a Yom Tov of the Nafalu. When the Rambam tells us about Kriyas and Megillah, and therefore by extension about the Yom Tov of Purim, so the Rambam explaining why mitzvahs derabbanan don't constitute a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Rambam says, first of all, Chazal have to clearly identify that a mitzvah derabbanan as such, meaning that they can't let it be mistaken for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chazal tell us not to eat chicken meat with milk, so they have to indicate very clearly it's not that this is part of the din d'oraisa. No, the din d'oraisa is only animal meat with milk, and this is a din d'rabbanan. But then in addition, the Rambam says Chazal also have to explain what din or value or emuna d'oraisa is it that this din, the Rabbanan, is intended to facilitate or to foster. And the Rabbanan then illustrates with the following example. Shehanaviyim in Bezdin tiknuha v'tzivu likros ha-megillah ba'amasa kidei lahazki ha-shvachav shalakav shvachav u'tshuvos shalasalanu v'hayukar v'shalasenu kidei l'varcha v'lahalalo וכדי להודיע לדורס הבוים שאמס מה שהם תיכונו בתור ובגוי גודל אשר לא אלוהים קרובים אלו כאשר אלוקינו בכל קוראים אלו. So the Rambam says, Kriyas and Megillah, so what din, or what emuna, what fundamental emuna, the oraisa, does Kriyas and Megillah foster? Does the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah reinforce? Rambam says, "Lahudia l'daros ha'boim." If for all generations we should know that emes mashem tichanu b'Torah, that the Torah tells us, and it's true and it's absolutely true. We see it played out in our history. That mi kashem elokeinu, mi goy gadol shelo elohim krov elok kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elok. Or in other words, the Rambam says what the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is about is reinforcing our emuna in koach ha'tefillah. Efficacy of tefillah. So halodavu Purim is the yomtiv of the Nafalu. Rambam says that Purim is a yomtiv again, which celebrates, which reinforces, which reminds us about koach tefillah. Shnayim shehem echad, because it's koach tefillah which has within it again the ability, the capacity to be mahapich. But let's try to understand that a little bit more. What does it mean to be mahapich? If I have a wooden shtender in front of me, I can't be mahapich. I can't transform that into a golden shtender. Right? There's no alchemy. If it's wood, it can't be transformed into something else. And yet, Chazal in the Gemara and Gemonis, the lashon of the Gemara is that tefillas shel tzaddikim mahapeches midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimidas rachzanus mimidas rachmanus. Chazal don't say that as a result of the tefillah of tzaddikim, so then the rachzanus, the anger of Rachmanus Litzlan, is displaced, and in its stead rachmanus comes instead. No, the rachzanus is nehefeches. The ragzanus is transformed. But how can you transform something into its antithesis? I can't transform a wooden shtender into gold. In the brachas after Kriyas and Megillah, Haravitz Rivenu Adonis Dinenu, so Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So some of the spells after Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, it's Hakel, Hagavis Rivenu, Hadonis Dineinu, Hanokem Isnikmasenu. So why do we insert Hakel there? If we're seeking to identify Hagavis Rivenu, hey, the one who fights our battles, and the one who stands up for us, and the one who avenges wrongs which are done to us, so what's the hakel? Where is that? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Ha'osalikol tzarki. It doesn't have to be hakel ha'osalikol tzarki. So why do we need another shem? I think it's the Bach who says, the Pasuk in Tillim, again, just semantically, so the name Kel implies might, right? Micha mocha ba'elim Hashem. So Kel, again, is more or less accurately translated as Almighty. That notwithstanding, the association of Kel, based on the Pasuk in Tillim, Chesed Kel kol hayom. When David HaMelech depicts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is constant, so David HaMelech invokes the name Kel. Kel is associated with Chesed. Chesed Kel kol hayom. So based on this, I think it's the Bach who says, the Pshat in the Baruch is as follows, Baruch HaTor Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. If we would just continue with HaGodes Riveinu, HaDonis Dideinu, HaNokem Is Nikmasenu, so then the Baruch would be expressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also appears, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also reveals itself as Dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also reveals himself in this world through Midas Hadin, and it was that Midas Hadin which saved us from Haman, which saved us from Amalek. But the Pshat is not like that. Baruch HaTor Hashem HaKenem HaKalam HaKel HaRavis Rivenu. The Rabbis Rivenu, that his galus, that revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through HaRabbis Rivenu, through HaDonis Dineinu, through HaNokem Isnikmasenu, was a revelation, was a manifestation of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Again, so just to begin, what it means in that context of Purim, it clearly means other things in other contexts, but in that context of Purim, to stand up and to defeat Ahamon and Amalek, at its root is chesed for all the innocent people. It's a chesed to call Yisrael. It's not the pshat that the ultimate source of that nokem is nikmasenu is Amidas Hadin. No, the ultimate source is hakel, chesed kel kol hayom. Hakel HaRavis Rivenu, the ultimate source of that Nokem Es Nikmasenu is the Midas Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At its root, yes, it perhaps on the surface, on its surface, looks like justice being meted out, but at its root, the root of that is Chesed, it's Hakel HaRavis Rivenu. Sassanis has a similar comment in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah. Ela told us, Yitzhak ben Avram, Avram holds Yitzhak. Avram holds Yitzhak. Yitzhak is the offspring. Yitzhak is the progeny of Avram Avinu. We know, says Sassanis, that Avram Avinu represents, Avram Avinu embodies Midas HaChesed. Yitzhak Avinu represents and embodies Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin. How can that be? How does the Yitzhak Avinu emerge from Avraham Avinu? How does Avraham Avinu, how does he father the Yitzhak Avinu? So as the Sfasan, it's the same idea. Because at its root, the root, the ultimate root, if a person digs deeply enough, the ultimate source of Din is really Chesed. Again, contextually, when there's an Amalek, when there's a Haman, or in other contexts, maybe we need a Hisorus. So It manifests itself in a way that appears to us as din, but at its root, at its source, it's chesed. Even that midah which is represented, which is embodied by Yitzhak Avinu, the midah sagvur, midah sadin, comes from Avraham Avinu's midah of chesed, Avraham holiness Yitzhak. I think my brother mentioned to me once that the Vilna Gaon says something similar in the next to last capital in the Psuke de Zimran. Ramos kel the grona v'chev v'fias v'yodam, lasos nagona v'agoyim tochechas v'alumim, lasos bohem mishpat kosu, did, nakona, right? Hodo hu v'chol chasidot. Right, so the whole capital is tracing, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's Midas HaDin, Midas HaNekoma, and then Dabar Melech comes on, it's Chodohu. This is something which beautifies Chassidut. So Kimdumani, that the Gaon says something similar. He says, yes, but ultimately, again, the reason that Nekoma has to be meted out is because that Nekoma ultimately is rooted in Chodohu. It's ultimately rooted in Midas HaChesed. So we asked before, how can tefillah be mahapech? Chazal say it's not only that tefillah pushes aside the midas harakzonos and allows the midas harachmonos to come in its stead, but you can't take a wooden shtender and convert that into gold. So the answer is, but it's latent within that midas harakzonos. The source of everything is chesed. The source of everything is, it's latent within it. Circumstances are such that right now the way that chesed is being manifest, it appears as a midas rakzonos. But the tefillah allows us to see and that it should be manifest as it is in its source. Avraham holiness Yitzchak, and that's how tefillah can be mahapeh, because it's latent within it. There's the ultimate source, the ultimate root of the rakzonos, of the midas hadin rachman al-Itzlan, is really a midas hachesed. How does a person have to daven? What happens when tzaddikim, other than who they are, what they are, how do they daven to be able to affect this revolution, this transformation of being mahapech? Man in Brachot says, if a person is koveh mokom lefilasam, a person has a mokom kavua for davening. So Elokei Avraham be'Ezra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who revealed himself, identified himself with Avraham Avinu, will come to that person's assistance. V'lo Od, says the Gemara, that when such a person who throughout his lifetime is koveh mokom lefilasam, when he's niftar, so then, people will say about him correctly, accurately, without any hyperbole, hechosid he'onav. This person was a tremendous onav, tremendously humble, and tremendously devout. So Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered with the disproportionate accolades. So a person has a mokum kavua for davening, so because of that, he's already such a tremendous honor and such a tremendous chassid, such an easy thing to do. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Just accepting the part of the Rabbeinu Yonah which is relevant to us now. Rabbeinu Yonah says it means a person has a makom kavua for tefillah, so what that bespeaks, what that represents, is the chashivus, is the seriousness with which he approaches tefillah, the chashivus, the importance which he attributes to tefillah. It means this is a person who really davens. He doesn't sort of daven casually, whenever, wherever. No, this is something, tefillah is a mainstay of his life. And therefore, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, in order to daven, a person has to, if a person is going to genuinely, sincerely daven, b'shofech sicho before the Ribbono Shel Olam, so a person has to experience the Midas HaNova. A person can't genuinely, sincerely daven unless at that moment, as the hachana for tefillah, through the experience of tefillah, he experiences a sense of anova. A person can't approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and daven and emes dikei tefillah if there's arrogance, if there's haughtiness. Shemitz of gaiva invalidates, it contradicts what tefillah is. Tefillah means a person comes, surrenders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I recognize that I'm helpless without you. Ribbono Shel Olam, I recognize not only absolutely dependent upon you, my very existence belongs to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. A person comes, he surrenders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person surrenders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That experience of tefillah has to involve, it has to entail an experience of anova. A person who takes tefillah seriously, a person who davens the way one is supposed to daven, has to be developing, has to be experiencing that midas anova. And then, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, as the advice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair indicates, anova is maybe a lidei chasidus. What else happens? What else is part of the experience of davening? So the Gemara also in Brachos says that if a person is ragil to come to shul, and then one morning he doesn't come to shul, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashal b'shlomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires why this regular dominion didn't come to shul this morning. If he has what al pidin is a legitimate reason, a legitimate excuse, is good. And if not, so then it's no good. Rachmanu Litzlan. Why? Rav says because Hayalol Liftoach, dashing the psukim, should have had the tochen. To come to shul in daven, no matter what pressing or seemingly pressing mundane concerns, so to come to shul to daven is an expression of the tochen. Not to daven, or to take a shortcut in the davening, daven the yechidus instead of davening with tzibur, says the Gemara reflects a lack of betochen. Similarly, Rabbi Yonah, earlier in Brachos, in commenting on the importance of smichas gulul tefila, and why is it that Chazal say that if a person is so much gulul tefila, so he's a ben olimhava. So Ben Yonah explains as follows. Mipnei kshemazke gulas mitzrayim u'mispalel miyad humarish shebotayach b'Hashem b'tvila kevon shemivakesh mimenu tzrochav. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, why is it that Chazal tell us that smichas gulul tefillah means that a person is a ben olam haba? It's because, again, smichas gulul tefillah, if it's not just something superficial, but if it reflects the person's entire orientation, smichas gulul tefillah is an expression of betochen. A person affirms his belief in the Yad Hashem throughout our history, and then a person shows that same betocha that the Yad Hashem has always been with us throughout our history, and that's why I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Is there any connection between these two experiential aspects or facets of tefillah. Tefillah involves an experience of anava. Tefillah involves an experience of betachon. So David HaMelech, in Tillim, in Kapitel Lamed Zayin, L'David, al tischa b'bereyim, either don't compete or don't be angry with those who do evil. Al tekane ba'osei avla, don't be jealous of those who practice injustice. Ki kechotzi mehera yimolu, uchyarek dasha yibolu. For like grass will they be swiftly cut down, and like green vegetation will they wither. Rather, betach b'Hashem v'asei tov. Shchon eretz v'ei emunah. Trust in Hashem and do good, that you may dwell in the land and nourish yourself with faithfulness. V'hisanag al Hashem v'yitem lecha mishalos libacha. And rely upon Hashem for your enjoyments, for He will grant you the desires of your heart. So David Melech again, a person has that betachon. Has that betachon. And he continues, Gol al Hashem, Darkecha uvetacha lo uyasim. Commit your way to Hashem, rely on Him, and He will act. Skipping one pasuk, Dom la Hashem v'hischol lo al tischa v'matzliach darko v'ish osim v'zimos. Wait silently for the salvation of Hashem, and wait longingly for Him. So David HaMelech, again, the whole thing is a person has to have bitachon, right? That's what the kapitel is about. A person has to have bitachon. Then he switches back to the contrast with the Rasha. Ki mireyim ikareisun, for the evil doers shall be cut off. Next pasuk, v'od ma'at v'ein Rasha, v'hizbonata al mekomo v'einenu. Just a little longer there will be no wicked one. You will contemplate his place and he will not be there. Now if he's going to go back again, this contrast to the other side, he should go back to the Baal Betochen, right? So double and now the next passage is, Va'anovim yirshu oretz, v'hisandu al rov shalom, but the humble shall inherit the earth and delight in abundant peace. So the whole time that the contrast David HaMelech has been developing is between the Baal Betochen and the Rasha. And then continuing that same contrast, the David HaMelech now speaks of not about the Boteach Vashem, but the Va'anov and Yishu Oretz. So look over the simple pshat in this kapitel is that David HaMelech is saying that on one level, Anova and Betochen go hand in hand. How so? Again, think of the description of anava we were operating with before. A person davens, what's the anava he has to experience? What's the anava he has to feel? It's a sense of a person surrenders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any trace of arrogance, of haughtiness. A person has to totally surrender. But if a person surrenders himself, his very existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also surrenders his problems. If my life is not my own, if my very life, my very existence belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeds off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, draws from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, so then my tzaras are not my own either. If I stand independently, so then my tzaras are my own. But a person surrenders to the Ribono Shel Olam and has that experience of anova in tefillah, again, which comes from surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I turn to you because I belong to you. My life is yours. So that again, that's a sense of anava, but it's also very liberating. Because hand in hand with that goes a sense of betachon. My tzaras are not my own either, Ribono Shel Olam. So hence, b'teach b'Hashem v'asei tov, and woe the envy, anovim, yeshuotz. The Baal Shem Tov is quoted as having said that if a person leaves davening anytime, he leaves davening the same as he entered davening, it's an indication that he didn't daven. When a person leaves after davening, he's supposed to leave a changed person. What's supposed to change? So some of it, presumably, is what we've been talking about. If I walk away from davening with as much arrogance as I entered davening, so then I didn't daven. Maybe I mouthed the words, but there was no surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the essence of tefillah. A person's davens kidevoy, a person davens the way we're supposed to daven. See, he has to walk away from tefillah less of a bal gaiva, more of an onav, more of a bal betochen. Tefillah, lama nimshala tefillas tzadikim ke'esa, because just as the esa, the pitchfork, is mahapechas, the tefillah, it overturns, so too tefillah is mahapechas, amidas ragzonos to amidas rachmanos. That's possible because latent within that midas ragzonos is really amidas rachmanos. If you penetrate deeply enough at its root, at its source, everything is chesed. But how do we accomplish that? If through a person's tefillah he changes himself, so then, Mida Keneged Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your tefillah changes yourself, so then I'll allow your tefillah to have that koach, to be mahapech, the midas ragzonos, the midas rachmanos. A person walks away from tefillah, having earned that description of a chosid, a onav, by virtue of that experience of tefillah. So then, that he exercised that koach ha'ipuch in terms of himself, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it will have that effect on external things as well. The Rav Zichron Levracha comments, it's recorded in the Al HaTshuva, that in the halachos, the Rambam defines mitzvahs esei l'hispalel b'chol yom. In the Kotaras, where he gives you the quintessential definition of the mitzvah, he said, la'avodas Hashem b'chol yom b'tfilah. The ma'aseh ha-mitzvah is davening, is saying a text of shavach, bakash, and hodah, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah has to be avodah shel halev. So what happens in that experience of avodah shel halev? So some of what happens, or some of what should happen, I think is what we've been talking about tonight, is that transformation of a deeper sense of anova, a deeper sense of betochen. And when a person experiences that, and as the Baal Shem Tov says, he walks away from the tefillah, he himself having been mishapech to a different person, so then the tefillah, then it's empowered with that koach of tefillas tzadikim, that it's mahapechas amidas ragzonos to amidas rachmonos. Halavai we should be zoche to be able to daven properly, and that the Ribono Shel Olam should allow our tefillas to have that effect.